Steve Wilson was really involved heavily in the Sunsets and Empire album, and then who's in Porcupine Tree, who are doing quite well across there at the moment. And because he came in basically to write Sunsets and Empire with me. I wanted to change the writing team, and I liked Steve's approach and his attitude. And you know, he was kind of brought up as, he was a big fan of Marillion in the old days, and we had, but at the same time, I wasn't interested in the old kind of progressive rock vibe. I mean, you know, we called it Progressive Nouveau, or Nouveau Progressive, because I mean, I think, you know, progressive rock got such a bad name, I think, you know, especially in the 70s and the early 80s, and there's still a lot of bands out there that, I mean, I cannot abide, you know, that are playing progressive rock, and then for me it's regressive. And you know, my approach, I mean, I was always into so many different types of bands. I mean, Floyd was a big influence on me in the early years, as was Genesis and Yes, you know. But at the same time, I love Van Morrison and Ricky Lee Jones and Joni Mitchell, and I like funk music, I like bits of classical stuff, bits of jazz. I mean, it's a whole hodgepodge of music, and when I put an album together, I'm kind of confident enough in my style that I can bring all, in my own personal style, that I can bring a lot of influences to bear, and that by the time I've kind of scrubbed them down and got them down on the tape or disc or whatever, then, you know, it sounds fishy, you know?